Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for a weekly City Hall update. Mr. Mayor, top of the morning to you.
Good morning, Joseph. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you and the listeners.
Thank you, thank you. With a little sprinkle of snow on top of the Shamrock this morning.
A little bit. That's yes. Okay. We can deal with this. This is nothing.
Exactly. It's going to be 65 on Friday, so whatever falls will be long gone.
Absolutely.
I thought, Mayor, you could just give us a little update on the coronavirus situation here and how it's impacting the city.
Well, sure. As we've talked, I know a couple of different times, Joe, and I appreciate you and the folks at QATV helping us to get the information out, relative information for people to know.
Sure.
You know, obviously, schools have been shut down not only by us, but then the governor shut everybody down for 3 weeks. So we continue to have the grab-and-go meals for people between 11 a.m. and 12, Lincoln Hancock's, Nag Harbor, and the two high schools. Yesterday, we made the decision to shut down all public buildings to the public. People are reporting for work. They can deal with people online, over the phone. There's plenty of work to be done, you know, in the offices. But we felt for the best for the residents and their own safety, every expert saying, they said, really, could you stay put and avoid interaction with one another, then this will help to flatten the curve and make this virus go away more quickly. The more we have interaction, the more chances that it gets spread, et cetera, et cetera. So I remember that old commercial, I think it was a shampoo commercial, and so on and so on and so on. it's just being smart about things. So we made that decision yesterday. We are extending the pay periods for our bills that are due, excise tax, which was due yesterday, and water bills that are due this week. We'll extend those grace periods for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I remind people they can drop those in the mail. They'll be handled just fine. There is a drop box outside of City Hall. If you really feel anxious on mm-hmm. the building there, you see a little drop box. You can drop it in that if you want. But we're encouraging people, and obviously we have to shut the doors. I was amazed by the amount of seniors who are coming into the lobby to pay bills.
Is that right?
You know, we're trying to certainly protect their health. They seem to be the most vulnerable. So.
Sure.
You know, that's where we're at on the city side. On the other side, we get, I shouldn't put it that way, but we're getting some things done that otherwise maybe wouldn't have gotten done. For example, we had a major sewer issue from the Crane Library out to Washington Street that would have to shut the library down to fix.
Hmm.
Well, guess what? Now that the library shut down, we're going to fix the sewer line while it's shut down. So,
okay.
So there are some efficiencies out of this that we can get some stuff done. I don't take any pleasure in that, believe me.
Sure.
This is a major disruption for everybody's life, but there's work to be done, and we're going to continue to do that.
And Boston, the mayor shut down what he called non-essential construction projects. Is that happening in Quincy, do you know?
No, it's not.
Okay.
In talking to the health experts and others, I don't feel that warrants right now.
Mm-hmm.
We got some major projects in Quincy, but you know, the tradesmen and all, they're not on top of each other at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're, Peter O'Connell's building, for example, at Chestnut Place. I don't even know if there's that many people in the building, all told, never mind spread out through 15 stories. So
right.
That's not something we're looking at the moment. We are slowing the regular inspections. The typical yearly inspections that the fire or inspection services would go in.
Mm-hmm.
For people that have public occupancy permits, rooming house inspections, all that. We're just stalling all those for a few weeks,
mm-hmm.
Again, just to avoid, you know, the transmission issue. So, but anything emergency will be handled. And, we're allowing construction to go forward. We'll be out there on road work pretty soon. More water main work, more sewer main work.
Mm-hmm.
That has to proceed.
I know that the building department, you can apply for many permits right online as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are there any other online bill payment options, do you know, at the city right now?
Yeah, I mean, you can always go to quincyma.gov
mm-hmm.
and go to your department, and all that information should be there. If you can't find the information, you know, they can call our office at 617-376-1990, constituent services will guide you through that.
Okay.
Again, all this is for our public safety.
Yeah.
We're looking out for the health and safety of our residents. So we're also looking at other things. I'm meeting again with the medical community today at 1:30. So there'll be representatives from socio-medical, from BI, Milton, Manon Health, South Cove Health, Brewster Ambulance, Fire and Police Services, all be gathering again today with Commissioner Jones.
Mm-hmm.
and going over protocols and sharing information and looking at whether we as a city take the lead on creating a test site, one of those drive-through test sites. We're looking at that. We're also got city personnel looking at the Small Business Administration, potential loans for businesses that are going to suffer through this. I'm also probably going to later today announce a program. We're looking to use some Affordable Housing Trust money to perhaps help get over the hump with some folks that are really going to be burdened by this crisis. So, you know, all wheels are going, all motions are going in government to try to ease the pain of this and help us get through it.
Yeah. Question I've had from folks is, will there be any disruption to trash collection, recycling collection?
No.
Okay.
Nope, that proceeds. Yep.
And I see parks are staying open, but playgrounds are closed. So,
yeah, I don't know if people understand the distinction, but the you know, the trot lot areas where you know, there are lots of hands and fingers all over the equipment. Commissioner Murphy felt, with consultation from the medical community, you know, we should try to keep people off of that. We'll be probably disinfecting all of it in the coming days and weeks. But just like we are in every building, we bought the special misting machines.
Yep.
We're doing every public building and on a number of occasions. So we're actually going and doing the firehouses starting this week as well.
Oh, okay.
Police station's been done. You know, got to keep in mind, you know, we got to keep the wheels of government moving for all the right reasons. I mean, we need the police and fire response. You know, if there's a sewer backup, we need those guys there.
Yeah.
If there's a water main break, we got to fix the water main break. I mean, we, you know, so we're still operating. We're just trying to be as smart about as we possibly can under all the recommendations by the medical community.
Sure. Any idea about how long the city offices would stay closed, Mayor, right now?
No, we don't. We don't know yet.
Okay.
We're going to watch the numbers as everybody else is watching. They're, they're suggesting the next 2 weeks could the numbers could go up pretty dramatically.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes, and they'll make a decision. Really, it's going to be a day-by-day decision.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Anything else you'd like to remind folks about to regard to this?
Well, just look out for your neighbors. Yeah. I mean, there's some folks that may not have family around here that live by themselves, particularly the elderly. If you could check in on them, see if they need anything, and maybe take a run to the store for them. And you know, even just checking in on them. You know, this is a time when, you know, people can get lonely, too, and they would like to hear from some folks. So there's not as many diversions, you know, with sports being shut down and all.
Right.
You know, so I think that's a little more challenging for people. Huh?
Yeah.
Of course, late night I was reading a book about Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill, two great politicians who couldn't be further apart ideology-wise, but they worked together to get things done.
Yes, yeah.
Something that Washington could look at today. But no, I think, you know, the common sense approach as well, you know, continue to, I think we're all complaining our hands are getting raw. We're watching them so much so hard, but that is the trick here, so we got to keep it up.
Sure. All right. Again, Mayor, call on us if we can help at all. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye now.
Yeah, bye-bye.